And without further ado, it is our great pleasure to introduce one of our very own, a very special Rav, not just for here in our Kollel, but the Rav of the community, Harav Shmuel Mayevsky.
First thing I wanted to say was, my name is Shmuel Mayevsky and I am an addict. I started coming to shul. I started coming to the Kollel 2.5 years ago. It's hard to believe so much time has passed. But as we get older, time moves on a little bit more quickly, as we all, I'm sure, are aware of. It's very hard not to come. And today I'm actually very disappointed that we're having to see him, because it means 2 hours of not learning. And that's what it's come to be for me. And generally speaking, a lot of people, you mentioned, Michal mentioned that he likes to go first because then he doesn't step on anybody's toes. But the reality is, I find I like to speak last, generally speaking, because then I have, if I come without a speech prepared, I always have a lot of material to comment on that went before me, and that generally generates a speech. Today, the first thing I noticed right away when Rabbi Levine so nicely referred to the kol, kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, he left out one particular phrase, kulam kedoshim. And I thought, I didn't know if that was on purpose or that was by accident, but nevertheless, as we all know, it's in this week's parasha and was uttered by no less than Korah. So, certainly not prepared. And as my grandfather mentioned many times, if you want to be a speaker, you only have to make one speech prepared for you. It's like when you come back from vacation, the teacher always gave you an assignment and said, what did I do on my summer vacation? Write a composition, bring it back tomorrow, or the first day, write it in class. And that was generally speaking. And regardless of what you did the rest of your life, you could always write a composition on your summer experiences, so you needed to prepare one composition. The same thing was, he always said, just prepare a speech about Korach, and then you could morph into whatever it is about Korach. And Azoy v'meret fin Korach. So right away, Azoy v'meret fin Korach, you gave me the entree, and now I will speak. But the reality is, enough people have spoken about Mishle, and reality is, the last speech that I made at the last Siyum, I spoke about Mishle then. I'm sure you will remember it. Perek Chaf Vav, if you look it up, Perek Pasuk Yud Gimel, maybe it'll jog your memory.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. Regardless, but nevertheless, that's the reality of life. And so what I thought, I would mention something from Rus and something from Korach together that really triggered a memory. When we started the Parsha, when we started learning Megillas Rus, one of the very first pshatim that we had the first day in Shir that Rabbi Levine gave us, and mentioned that it doesn't mention the word, he mentioned the Gra, and the Gra mentions very nicely that after it says Vayelech Ish mi Beis Lechem Yehuda, it doesn't mention his name until the second Pasuk, and what the Gra mentions at that time, the reason it waited to see if he did tshuva perhaps, but when it says Vayeyu Sham, and he was there, and he decided to stay there, then he mentioned his name, because if he would do tshuva, we wouldn't have to mention his name right away, wouldn't have to mention his name. But the reality is, there's other ways to look at that, and as we know, when we begin the parasha in Chumash, we tell us so many times when the Chumash gives us names and lineage of the person we're talking about, what it does is give us the person's name or not. Like in the Mekosha Shesim, it doesn't say who it is, it doesn't tell us, and we have reasons for that. It was Lashon Hara, the Gemara starts to speculate, Rabbi Kiva says, I know who it is, and Gemara says, we all know who it is, but we didn't mention his name because it's Lashon Hara, so what are you doing? You're telling me it's Slavchad? I don't want to know it. Shh, be quiet. But the point is, over here, when it says Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi, when Moshe is born, it says Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi Vayekach Es Bas Levi. And it doesn't mention that it's Amram and Yocheved, it doesn't say until Parshas Vayera and the next Parsha. And some of the Mefarshim deal with very nicely and say that the point here is that it doesn't make a difference who it is. Anybody can come from anybody. Plain Pashut the people can have a son as Moshe Rabbeinu was. Doesn't matter who you are. Vayelachish, just a person from Beis Levi. Vayikachetz Bas Levi, just a man, just a woman got together. Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Didn't matter who it was. And we have the same thing also. Vayelach Ish mi Beis Lechem Yehuda, and it just doesn't say his name. It doesn't matter who you are. Elimelech was a great person, but nevertheless, he didn't pass the test. Vayikach Korach, and Korach it gives us his entire lineage. Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. Why? The Mefarshim tell us, why does it mention Levi? Some of the Mefarshim want to tell us right away, because Levi was a little bit of a hothead, and that was the same thing, that was his Yerusha. But the reality is, once again, it tells us, Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. Levi was from the Kohanim. Levi, Moshe and Aaron came from Levi, the same as Korach did. The difference is, it doesn't matter necessarily all the time who your parents are. Anybody can come from anybody, no matter who you are. It's up to you to make yourself what you are. And the Gra says, and the second Gra in Rus, and it mentions a very interesting point. It says there are three groups of people in the world. When a tzaddik is born, somebody is kulo tzaddik, so the Yetzer Tov rules his life. Somebody who's a Rasha, the Yetzer Ra rules his life. The difference is an Adam Beinoni. What happens to the Adam Beinoni? Somebody who's in the middle. We don't know which way he's. Sometimes he's good, sometimes he does things that are off the derech, and God is waiting to see which way he turns, to the left or the right. We don't know. So God provides him with tests. Some people pass the test, some people don't pass the test. Vayelachish mi Beis Levi, Vayikach Espas Levi. Certainly he passed the test. He was given tochacha by his 7-year-old daughter, and he passed the test with flying colors. He didn't say to his daughter, "What do you think you're talking to?" Could you imagine a 7-year-old daughter coming to their parents and saying, "You know, it's time you got together again. You're wrong. You're doing this. Amram was the God of Adar." But he understood the greatness of his daughter. He understood that tochacha was the right thing to say. She made sense to him, and he did it. Vayikach Korach ben Yitzhar ben Kohos ben Levi. He came from great people, but nevertheless, hakina hataiva vakovod motzienes adam in haolam. We know that these are terrible traits that ruin a person's life. Korach was subjected to the bad parts. People are given tests; they either pass it or they don't pass it. Elimelech was given a test. He had tzarasayin; he didn't pass it. We all have tests in our lives. We all have various things that run our lives, and we look to do it. We get up and we said that some of us are retired, some of us are not retired. Basically, we're all tired. And we get up in the morning, and it's very easy to roll over and go back to bed. The reality is, if you take a look, I reference Perech Chavah, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Omar Otzel, Shachar Baderech Ari, Bein Arachovos, but the next Pasuk is, continues the thought. And the next Pasuk, look it up. Perek Yudalit, I can't quote it by heart, the Pasuk, but I remember afterwards from my last speech that I didn't use it then. But it says you could roll over, V'yotzel al mitoso, I believe it says, or something to that effect. You roll over, the door swings both ways. And you could decide to go back to sleep or not go back to sleep. The reality is, we all get up in the morning here, we're all addicted. We come here, and I don't come here just because I have nothing better to do. We keep saying again, we've used the phrase, Bishvil Noshim Sikonios Nigalu Avoseinu. I was wondering what that actually means, Nigalu Avoseinu. We're sitting here, and two different people use it, and started to whirl in my mind a little bit, and I was saying, what is Nigalu Avoseinu? It doesn't say Nigalu Imoseinu. You would think maybe that the women had Hashpah on the other women, but it says Nigalu Avoseinu. This is just a fresh thought right now, and what I wanted to think was that the reason some of the wives want to get us out of the house in the morning is that, of course, maybe they want some time to themselves now that some of us are retired or semi-retired, but the reality is, Nigalu Avoseinu, we are free from being at home for a couple of hours, and this is our excuse to get out of the house. Honey, I have to go to the kollel. And the reality is, it's, even though sometimes if we don't get a good night's sleep, you want to go back to sleep, but the reality is then I have to stay home and say, I'm going to get a look, and it says, you're not getting out of bed today? What's the matter? Don't you have some place to go? The reality is, you want to go to Shir. When we get to Shir, I'm refreshed at that time. And that's why I became an addict over here when I want to come to Shir. But the point is, it's not just getting out of the house. Once you're here for a little while, you become addicted. The reality is you become terribly addicted, and the reason is because when we get here, it's not just the learning. It's the eloquence that we have. You introduced and you said, and now I'll leave it to the pros. What, there's two ways to look at the word pros, and sometimes the word pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. And what we get from Rabbi Levine every day is prose.
And poetry as well.
Right. And it's really, it's just so good. And we mentioned that, you know, we consider ourselves, I know I do. Nevertheless, I would like to call myself a Talmud Mubuk of various Rabbanim in my life. But the reality is Rabbi Levine is the only one who's still alive. So I'm very proud to say I'm a Talmud Mubuk of Rabbi Levine, and when people ask me where I go learn in the morning, they look at me like, ooh, they say, what do you do now that you're not working on a regular basis during the day? I said, I sit in Kollel for half a day, and they're saying, yeah, who? And I tell them Rabbi Levine. I'm very proud to say it. And I was anxious to come in general to start because for years beforehand, I don't know if I probably mentioned this before, but my son, I know when he was davening in Rabbi Levine's father's shul, would come on Matzah Shabbos, we would call each other and I would say, this is what I said Shabbos, I was Mechadish this or that, and he would tell me something that he heard over Shabbos, and I'd say, who said it? And he said, Rabbi Levine's son, Ephraim Levine, that he talks to him, and he would mention many times various things that Rabbi Levine had said, and I was saying, that's very good. And when Yitz told me that he's going to this kollel, I was anxious to try it out. And I can't say that I'm disappointed. And I'm very happy and very proud to say. So when we talk about where we come from, it's your mother's yard site this week. And the one thing that I could say is, Ashrei Yoladeto. And that is what you could say about somebody to praise where he came from. Because it's not like, it says, Mishle Shlomo ben David. Who is Shlomo ben David? He understands where he came from was his father David. Rabbi Levine knows where he came from, not just from a father who was a Rav and a grandfather who was a Rav, but his mother as well, I'm sure, taught him much. And that is why he gives up his Moisa Nefesh to do what he does. And we come here because we feel the need to come here. And may this continue for years. Thank you all very much, and I've got an Erev Shabbos.